the one body was himself. In the periodical Unsearchable Riches, Volume 22, published in 1931, A. E. Nock wrote about the ground of the one body. A story is going around that shows the futility of the phrase, gathering on the ground of the one body. This always means union on the basis of agreement in doctrine. A zealous brother sought earnestly to associate only with those who had the truth. He separated himself from all doctrinal error, except what he unconsciously held himself. Gradually, his fellowship became restricted to a very few, as one after another was found to be unsound in the faith. Finally, he found that all of his associates, except his wife, were tainted with evil doctrine. To make matters still worse, he discovered one day that even his wife was not sufficiently sound. He was all alone. Then, however, he realized that he indeed had come to the ground of the one body. The one body was himself. Those believers who confine their fellowship to saints of the same mind in doctrinal matters have a sad history of dissension and division. The numbers of adherents have grown but little, but the numbers of parties has multiplied. The idea that fellowship is based on doctrine is itself false teaching. In Corinth, the fundamentally unsound deniers of the resurrection were not put out, either by the assembly or the apostle. The immoral person was excluded, not the heretics. In Paul's epistles, which should guide us in this administration, doctrine is not the basis of fellowship. We should patiently bear with false teaching. We should lovingly correct it, but we should never exclude those who hold it. In practice, in many cases, those who have the truth were excluded by those who were in error. It is a device of Satan to divide those who should preserve the Spirit's unity.